Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden.
Hi, this is James Horvath.
Hi, James. Just one second. Did you
okay,
speak to
yourself,
sir? Oh, sorry.
Say that again.
Did you spray Roundup yourself?
I did, yes.
I see, and I'm after spraying Roundup, how were you affected, if I may ask?
It was, I mean, I used a spray gun and it affected my lip nodes. I had rashes and I had a swollen neck, itching.
Oh, wow.
A lot of itching.
And were you diagnosed with anything, if I may ask?
Yes, it was cancer, stage one of lip nodes, lymphoma.
Do you know what it was called?
It was lymphoma, stage one, cancer.
Do you know which type?
This was called, I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm embarrassed to say this is how they said it. It's lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, okay. I see.
And it was B cell. I guess they call it B cell lymphoma.
I see. And I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I don't.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I did not.
And were you or yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
I was, yes.
I'm very sorry about that, sir. Let me...
Yeah, thank you.
And have you had more than one NHL non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Did I have more than one? No, I had just the first, but I only had one.
And you will be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
And what year were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I was diagnosed in 2017, I believe it was.
2017, you said?
Yes, I did. August of, August 17th, it was August 17th, 2015, to be exact. That's when I was diagnosed. I was 44 years old.
I'm very sorry.
Stage
sir.
One cancer.
And then one more time.
I remember every time we're talking.
Sorry,
yeah, go ahead.
Sorry?
No, this is my fault.
I was just asking, what was the date again for the diagnosis?
The diagnosis was August 17, 2015. I'm all choked up about it because it's such a sad story.
It's just really hard to go through in general, and I feel really bad, sir. I'm very sorry. It was 2015.
I hate talking about it.
I get that.
Yeah, but it was 2015. Okay, no problem. I'll say it one more time for the record. August 17th, 2015, I was 44 years old.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And did you spray Roundup at home, work, or both?
At home.
And then can you provide the home address that you sprayed Roundup at, please?
It was when I was at 2701. Outer Creek Court, OTTERCREEKCT for court, in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117, apartment 102.
Apartment 102?
Yeah, well, yes.
Gotcha.
Unit.
And do any of your neighbors, colleagues, anyone else you know ever have a similar experience with Roundup?
I haven't disclosed or spoke to any of them about it.
Okay, and you said your age at the time was 44?
I was, yes.
And how many years did you spray Roundup, if I may ask?
It's fine. But it was approximately 8 years.
Got you. And that, did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days?
I sprayed it, yeah. I was spraying it almost every week, once a week. Well, once a month, I think they told you to do it once a month, but I think it was a little bit more like one or two times a month.
So you would say you had spread Roundup for at least 10 days?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I answered, yes.
No worries. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is a smartphone.
And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
I sure am, yes.
This next part is for medical records. I just have to ask, do you have any history of the following? Just let me know. Any HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes mellitus, sorry, cancer requiring chemotherapy, or family cancer history?
No.
No for all of those?
I never had any of that.
Perfect. And no family cancer history?
No AIDS.
And no other cancer?
No, not.
And no other chemotherapy? Sorry.
No, sir.
Got you. My bad. And the main diagnosis was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, it was.
And then James Horvath was the first and last name?
Yes, it is.
And then what was your middle initial?
D for Dennis.
And then is there a junior, senior, second, third, anything like that in your name?
No.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And are you currently married?
Separated.
I see. And then can I have your date of birth?
August 30th, 1971.
71. And then for medical records, can I have your full social?
319-62-6854.
I'm just going to read this back. For date of birth, I have 8/30/1971. And then your full social is 319-62-6854.
Yes.
And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or cancer? So how did you first learn that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say it.
You're good. So how did you first learn that spraying Roundup could cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or the cancer that you suffered from?
When the doctor told me.
And that was around the time of your diagnosis?
Yes, it was.
That was August of 2015?
Yes, sir.
And then can I have your height and weight, please? Again, for medical.
Yes, sure. No problem. My height is 5'9.5", and I weigh 220.
And then can I have your email address?
You sure can. It's my first and last name, James Horvath, JamesHorv, as in Victor, ATH999@yahoo.com.
Okay. And then the height and weight I had was 5'9", 220.
Yes.
And then the phone number I have on file is 725-328-2603.
That is correct, yes.
And the email I have is James Horvath, JamesHorvath, 999@yahoo.com.
That is correct.
And then is this a mobile, home phone, or both?
This is, it's both, I would say. It's the only one I have.
Is it a mobile phone, like a smartphone?
It is a mobile phone, yes, a smartphone.
Got you. And then how many times per year did you say you used Roundup?
I would have to say maybe 10 times or 12. between, but you know, to round it off, I mean, like, that's what I was saying to you earlier. Some months I was doing it twice a month, and then there were some months I would do it once. So I would say on an average, two times a month.
Two times a month. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And when did you start spraying Roundup? To the best of your knowledge, just the month and year?
To the best of my knowledge, I started 2007, probably. Yeah. To be exact, it was in May. I remember May of 2007.
Okay. And when did you stop spraying Roundup, would you say? 2015?
August 2015, yeah.
And why did you stop using Roundup? Was it because of the doctor diagnosis and everything?
Yes. I was ill.
And was it applied seasonally, yearly, monthly?
Monthly.
And how was it applied? Backpacks?
Spray bottle.
Okay. Hand spray.
It was just a 2-gallon spray bottle, yeah.
And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No. Just gloves.
And where did you apply it, and how big it was in the area? Was it like a residential? Was it like a garden?
It was like a residential. It was approximately, well, if I'm not mistaken, I would say 12, 13 meters.
And what state did you use the product in?
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
And then, what was your exposure? Residential, correct?
Yes.
Did you ever use it agriculturally or like for work?
No.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup?
Through spray bottle.
Spray bottle. Or no, was it through like home gardening?
Oh, yeah, it was exactly like that.
Of course. And were you directly exposed?
I would say so, yes.
And did you personally spray Roundup?
I did.
And how often were you present during the application? Probably always.
How was it? I was present. I don't understand that. It was right in front of me.
Yeah, and you, okay, I see. I'm so sorry. It's kind of a weird question to ask.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm sure.
How many exposures to Roundup would you say that you had in your lifetime? So how many times would you say you sprayed the product? 100?
Like I said, I couldn't tell you the exact number, but my approximate number, I would probably say about 20 times a year.
Okay. About 1,400 times.
Mm-hmm.
And did you live near a water well?
No.
Okay. And did you get your water from a well ever?
I never did, no.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate, premix?
It was a concentrate.
Do you remember where and when the Roundup was purchased?
I remember buying it at the Home Depot here in Las Vegas. It was on Rainbow and Aurora. I can tell you, it was from 7015, I think it was, to be honest with you. The street name is Aurora. It's spelled, let's see if I can spell it over. But it was in the Home Depot. And it was ARROYO, Aurora Crossing Parkway in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a Home Depot.
Okay. And what purchase information? Do you have any pictures, credit card receipts?
That's actually cash.
And do you have, okay. And you don't have any receipts or any roundup in your possession?
I don't have it now,
No worries. Have you ever been a smoker?
no. No.
And are you currently employed?
I am self-employed.
Okay, and then do you know what was the name of your company?
I'm a musician, an entertainer, is for Las Vegas, Marconi Productions.
Oh, sorry, one more time.
Yes, it's Marconi Productions.
Marconi.
It's entertainment. Yeah, I'm a singer. I entertain.
And then how did you spell the name of the company?
Marconi
Marconi.
Productions. I also work for DoorDash too, so you can put that if you like.
Just one second. And so you're a musician as well?
I am.
And have you lost any time at work because of your surgeon surgery or treatment because of the NHL?
I'm not, no, I haven't. I'm not claiming any of my work.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Got you. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then can I have, do you know the doctor that diagnosed you, the name?
His name was Dr. Oscar Goodman.
Just one second. Oscar B. Goodman, Jr.
Awesome. No, it was. I don't know if it was a junior. I wouldn't say it was Oscar Goodman, though. Oh, you.
Out of West Sunset Road.
It was yes.
That was the, that's his
I can
is.
get the. It was. It's the. Yeah. It's the where he. Where. Well, that's where we were. I was taking treatment. It was called Southern Hills Hospital and Medical Center. And they were on Sunset Road, you're right, exactly, 9300
Southern what? What was
West Sunset.
Southern
It's
Hills?
Southern, yeah, it's Southern Hills Hospital and Medical Center, 9300 West Sahara Road,
Got you.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Perfect. Thank you so much, by the way, for confirming. I'm just gonna put this down, and the
No
phone number
problem.
I found online is 702-916-5000.
Yeah, that could be it.
And if I may ask, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Horribly. I mean, it put a depression on my life and it made it miserable.
And did you have to take time of work, or did you said it depressed you?
I was like I said, I stopped working for 13 months, but I slowly got myself back up and got lucky. It wasn't a major heavy lifting or anything like that because I wouldn't be able to have done that. However, entertaining, it was kind of part of me. It wasn't even like a job for me. It was more like part of life. And without that, I guess I would have probably, I feel personally that I wouldn't be here today if I wasn't an entertainer, because I love to entertain people.
Got you. And do you have medical records that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, I do.
And the hospital that you were treated at is Southern Hills?
Right now. Yes.
The hospital that you were treated at is Southern Hills Medical Center. You were treated by Dr. Oscar B. Goodman.
Yes.
The address is 9300 West Sunset Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89148.
That is correct.
And what was the date that you were treated?
It was 2015. I don't know the exact date on it, but it was, I was diagnosed August 17, 2015.
Got you. Just one second.
Sure.
And what type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I had radiation therapy, chemotherapy, and I had pain medication and vitamins they supplied.
Got you. And then, can I have your full home address?
Yes, it's 10155. Yes, West Meranto, Meranto Avenue. And that's
West.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes, the West Meranto, Meranto.
Clark County?
It is.
Okay. I'm going to read this back to you. I have 10155 West Murano Avenue, Mountain Springs, Nevada. Zip code is 89.
It's Las Vegas now. It used to be Mountain Springs, but it's now Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, perfect. 10155 West Murano, Meranto Avenue. Las Vegas, Clark County, Nevada, 89178.
You got it.
And then for this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case when we found it necessary in the unfortunate instance where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
No, they don't live with me.
And do we have
but they,
go on.
Yeah, yes, they live nearby.
And do we have permission?
In the same state.
Do we have permission to contact them?
Sorry, go ahead.
No worries.
You do, yes. It seems like.
And they can have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you.
Yes, it would be my son, James Cody Horvath. And hang on, let me get the number. You just got a new number. I got it in there, my phone. Bear with me a second.
Sure.
Oh, here he goes. So he is 702-761-9808.
And I have James Cody Horvath at 702-761-9808. And that is your son?
That is correct. That's my son.
And then, okay. The addresses I have on here are 2701 Otter Creek Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117 apartment 102. That's where you sprayed it at first?
Yes.
And then the social I have on file is 319-62-6854.
Yes.
And your date of birth is 08-30-1971?
That is correct.
Okay. I'm sending over our attorney documents right now over text. Just let me know as soon as you have completed them. They should be going through text or email. So just let me know when you get them. Actually, you can click on the link. It's going to take you to a DocuSign. And then on the top right. Sorry?
I just received it.
Yep.
So I'm opening it up now. Okay, now it says, do you wish to receive SMS? Yes, I do. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to ask you to agree and then continue like three times. And then after you do that, when you're on the front page, just hit start and then fill in all your signatures and then you should be good to go. If you have any questions, just let me know.
Okay. Here it is now. That's the first one. Okay, and then I see start. Yes, I do. Okay. And I hit start. Next. 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 Next again. And again. And it does say finish. Oh, everything once again. Let me assign it. I will do my signature. Okay. Right. Oh, done. Okay. So let me show you the right. So it's basically just hitting next, next, and next, right?
Yeah, and as you go, they're going to ask for your signatures. It's either going to have you tap to sign or... Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, it's real simple. Okay. Oh, I see. And then... Yeah, initials there. Okay. One second.
Of course.
Signature... Okay, thank you for that. Oh, I see. Now I got you. And then my signature here. And okay, initials they want. I can do that. Yeah. I'm just going through to make sure that it's all correct.
Sure. And if you do have questions, just let me know, okay?
Well, absolutely. Thank you for that. Okay.
And I did just send you.
Yeah, I'm all.
Got you.
I just hit finish.
Perfect. I just sent you a text for my personal number as well. So if you have any questions, just reach out to me. I did just receive your documents.
Oh.
I want to make sure they all look good.
Yeah, please do. And I did receive your text. I appreciate that as well.
Of course.
Very nice of that. Okay.
Awesome, man. If anything changes, I'll reach out to you. Again, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your signing. The attorneys are going to reach out to you in about 24 to 48 hours to follow up and basically just confirm everything we went over today. It's not going to be anything big. But definitely be on the lookout for that call when it does come. Other than that, you're good.
I sure will. Oh, I appreciate all your time.
Of course.
And your guidance. You have a nice day.
You too. Happy Halloween. Thank you.
Okay.